Hello everyone, welcome back to Moonlight Madness. This is a short video I'm making while I head to work, and I just want to say that there's a new thing coming up on Spotify for podcasters that may make it a little bit more difficult if it's how it sounds and what it is the same about that will make it a lot harder for me to post videos. I will not quit, no, but this might mean, quite possibly, I'll have to start putting a lot of my videos on YouTube during gameplay. Now, granted, I do not believe that it's going to change that much. It might just mean, like, editing tools and stuff. And truth is, I don't really usually edit videos. I mean, a few times I do, but not all the time. I usually edit stuff on YouTube if I have to, and that's a rarity. But, yeah, I have already all the equipment to edit on YouTube that I need. So, I'll be able to edit out background noise, which, honestly, once I finally get my room set up, my office set up, which hopefully won't be another month before that happens, because I'll be very disappointed if it is. Then again, we've been trying to get this room set up ever since I moved in here, which was over a year ago, and we're slow. But yeah, I'm planning to get that room set up, and my office area set up, and all that hunky-dory stuff all plugged in and set in, and make sure I get myself my own microphone to amplify my voice and stuff like that. Until then, though, that much shouldn't happen, but I might get, like, foam and put on the walls, too, for, like, a good, like, you know, to muffle the sounds outdoors, since I live in a trailer park, so there are sounds, but it's rarity that those sounds come along. I usually film at night, and usually the trailer park is under close surveillance at all times, especially at night. So, if I'm filming a video and it's nighttime, then the chances of phones and stuff going around and people taking pictures or, just driving in general or being outside at night in this trailer park is almost 0 to none or 0 to 1. Unless you are a nun, in which it's 0 to none. That was a bad joke, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say is it shouldn't be that much different for the new update comes out. I swear, though, if you have to log into this new stupid website to record videos, I'm seeing all Spotify platforms a very strong letter that your children will not be able to read. Because then they'll be demonetized. That's how bad it's going to be. It's going to be so bad they'll demonetize anyone who has any association with me. That's a joke. Please, don't take it seriously. That's a joke. But I'm serious. They're like, oh yeah, you can't record videos unless you download this new app. I'm going to yell at Anchor. It's on a petition to ban them for eternity unless they change it. Because honestly, if they change where I need a new brand new app, like every other stupid dating app out there, every other stupid app out there that's like, oh, you bought the patches, thank you. Now buy this so you can use it like every 5 months. What? Yeah, apparently there's a Quindin app that I wanted to use because it had a lot of good reviews on it. And it said, okay, here, you paid $20 to have, it's a one-time thing for unlimited blah blah blah. I paid for the unlimited stuff. And then it said, good, now buy this for your first month. I'm like, the first month was, I'll be honest with you guys, if you guys are making date apps, don't make them pay for something and then make them pay again for a month-long subscription kind of thing. That's not nice. That's not how it should go. That should be hypocrisy. But literally, I had social media at that time. I went to every media account I could find and just trashed that site. Like saying, it was horrible. It was a bad app that did bad things, not the people that was on the app, just the app itself. And then I kind of had a double whammy. One, the app finally deleted itself because, yeah, no one wanted the app after that. But then another whammy hit. There's a whammy bar, if you will. Just like the rock and roll singer. Drummer, sorry, not singer. The other whammy bar is that everyone on that site lost their account. And they didn't get more new followers. Yeah. I felt bad for that one. Not because I made the app suffer, because seriously, you don't want to suffer, then it'll be stupid. But I made everyone else who had the app not so happy with me. And that was upsetting. But nonetheless, in the same note, chances are they're not gonna say, oh, you can't record anymore. If they do, I'm gonna be very mad at them. And if they do, I'm gonna see if I can get a new podcast somewhere else. Hopefully, though, I don't have to, because I like Spotify, or Anchor, as it is called in better days. I like it, and I don't want to lose all you guys. However, I will say this, though, so don't worry. If I do end up taking my podcast business somewhere else to a different site, I will most definitely tell you in future videos to come. Or if not, then just subscribe to YouTube, my YouTube channel. Millen Menace 2.0, it has a wolf on it. If you go to Millen Menace 2.0 and subscribe there, then if that time does come, I'll post more on YouTube probably than I will be doing podcasts. I plan to do more YouTube in general. That's why I'm slowing down on podcasts. I don't know if I'll bring my podcast to a complete stop. Again, if I quit podcasting, I'll let you know. And chances are, if I do end up ever quitting podcasts, I won't fully quit. I'll just post videos like every here and there, which I'm kind of doing already, but I'm trying to get back into podcasting. I'm trying to podcast more and just YouTube more. I don't know if I'm going to get back into the swing of podcasts, but I'm trying my best to see if I can find time in doing so, because I know you guys want more videos. I hear the comments every night, all night. I hear people on my YouTube say, hey, we know you from Millen Menace, the podcast. Why aren't you doing podcast on YouTube? Hardly at all. One person literally said, are you just more like a podcaster than you are a YouTuber? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm just wondering. I'm like, I know you're wondering. You said you had a question. And I mean, you're wondering about something, but what do you mean? He's like, well, here's the thing. And then he's just like, I'm like, okay, this is going to be an interesting story as soon as he said that. I was about to die laughing when he said, so just out of curiosity, yeah, we have a question. I'm like, what's the question? He's like, so your podcast, when you're podcasting, you used to post a video a day or two videos a day, every day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What happened? And my honest answer is, when I got a job, I couldn't post as many videos as I wanted to. And for my first time I was starting my job, for like the first year of my job. Sorry, my dumb freaking alarm went off. Like I was saying though, as time went on with my podcast and my job, and I got more hours, and I just changed jobs and looked for new jobs and blah de blah blah. And then I started working at Chuck E. Cheese, which took place later that night than I would appreciate. And I still try to get the videos out on time, and now I'm working at Walmart, and that's usually 3 to close or 2 to close. And I get home around midnight. I just get tired, you know? I mean, I get tired and a little frustrated with some of the customers who are possessed by the devil. So, what do? I just go home, turn on YouTube, and just relax. But do not worry, I'm going to start posting more videos sooner, and they're going to be better than ever, hopefully. I'm trying to get more videos out, but also the thing is, you have to know is, I take time and take pride in the quality of my videos. I do a lot of announcements. about upcoming videos, but either things don't pan out or I found out it's copywritten or something like that. Because I do a lot of fan fictions, and a lot of fan fictions now are no longer eligible. Like, you've probably heard of the strike on Reddit. A lot of people on Reddit did a lot of like Mario, Star Fox, Nintendo. All these other fan fictions are getting copyrighted because they share the name. And even though a fan fiction is not able to be profited off of, yeah. I mean, I could make profit, but my podcast, I had a chance, right? I used to do it so I can get some extra cash on the side. I can still do that if I ever wanted to. Like, I had a point and a chance where I could charge my videos. If you know what that means, it means, like, get to pay to listen to my video. I had a chance to do that. I declined. You're probably like, what are you trying to say? So there's a thing on Spotify where you can charge other people. Excuse the freaking wind. Charge people to listen to your episodes and then to pay to listen to the episodes. I had that option and I declined that option. Not because I didn't think anyone would listen. I mean, I have a lot of you devoted guys that I know would listen to it. But that's just it. You guys have been devoted to me. Give me the time of your precious day to hear me say whatever the heck I want. And I can't call myself a good friend of yours or a brother of the world of madness if I said, okay, thank you for watching my video. Pay me now. No. So, considering that you guys have been loyal to me, I'm going to be loyal to you and do the right thing. I don't care about the money from podcasts. Honestly, the only thing I want in podcasts is that you guys have a good story and a good thing to listen to, so that on a rough day when the chips are down and you just need to get a dose of madness, I can be the dealer and give you the madness you want. If that came out wrong, please don't take that out of context. All I know is this is the fifth season of Midlife Madness, and by golly, we're going to make it the best season you ever had. Thank you for watching my video. If you like this video, where the wind blows like the devil, please like and subscribe, leave a comment, and I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you.